Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Was the girl a virgin who sacrificed herself to the volcano?
Nope, but she was a dumbass.
No, she didn't do it on purpose, but she's on the edge of an active volcano somewhere, and her jacket got caught or something?
I think it was her jacket or her skirt or something. Indonesia.
Did she jump a barrier or something? Usually they don't let people go to the crater of an active volcano.
Good point, Todd.
It says she and her husband had reportedly climbed the slope with a local guide so they could watch the dramatic sunrise from the volcano's rim.
Yeah.
She was from China. This happened in Indonesia.
Add Tyler at the volcano's rim.
Yeah. Somebody say rim?
What a fun word.
As they posed for pictures, her skirt reportedly got caught, which caused her to stumble. She ended up tumbling backwards over the edge into the crater in front of her horrified husband. 250 feet down, she's dead now.
Well, did she go into the lava?
No.
Okay, because then that way you don't have to worry about retrieving the body, though. That's pretty cool.
But it did take local rescuers about 2 hours to get down there, retrieve her body, and bring it back.
I'm surprised they let people go up there, because it says there were clouds of steam and sulfur gas rising behind her. You can see it in the picture.
Yeah.
I would think you would become overcome.
That's a studio right here.
Probably
right.
Make for a cool picture.
Wait, right. So this is just the account that the husband gave of what
happened? Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, that sounds awful. Oh, she fell into a cavern.
There was a guide there, too. There was a guide with him that took him up the mountain.
But there are a lot of those, Walsh, there's a lot of those stories where, like, the guy falls off a cliff or the girl falls off a cliff, and they end up charging them. And, you know, think about if you didn't do it. I mean, you really didn't push your wife off, and you have to deal with that.
Well, tell it to Keith Morrison from Dateline.
Right. Exactly. And they figure out somehow, they look into they had a fight the night before. Okay, guilty.
Yep. Yeah, what was the insurance policy?
Right, that's it.
It doesn't seem like they were anywhere that they shouldn't have been. It says the Department of Conservation for the region said that the incident was an accident and that tourists should remain safe while scaling this mountain. It doesn't say that they went out of some bounded area that they weren't supposed to.
No, she was standing on one leg.
Right, I'm looking at TripAdvisor right now, and you can find yourself a guide to trek up there for $70.
Yeah, and these volcanoes are known for their blue fire, which is the sulfuric gas igniting and burning from these craters.
All right, so it must not kill you if you breathe a little bit of that in.
Into it, that kills you, though.
Yeah, the 250-foot fall will kill you.
One place I would be really careful would be the rim of a giant volcano.
I don't get near anything. If I'm up any kind of those, I would never get close to the edge of anything like that. Because you can enjoy the scenery. Like, we talk about the people dying during these selfies. You can enjoy the scenery of these kind of places by not being that close, you know?
I don't get close to the railing in an Embassy Suites.
I'm with you on that. You and I hate There's those freak me out because they're indoors, man.
Yeah, and they're super high.
What about right. the sky box at the top of the, you know, what used to be the Sears Tower in Chicago? I did that. Like where you step out into a fully enclosed.
Enclosed.
But it's, is that the part where you lean forward?
No, this is okay, that's a different, one. That's a different one. But this is when you step out and it's glass all around you. So you can see straight down.
I would do that. Yeah. I would do that.
I've done that, but there's not a ledge.
No, there isn't.
That's different.
But it is better that place than the west rim of the Grand Canyon. Hedgehog Rim again.
Yep. Yeah.
Where they have this walkway, and it's plexiglass. You can see through it, so you walk out.
That looks cool. Yeah. Is that cool, Todd?
Yeah, well, I've not experienced it. She's seen it, and she said it's pretty cool. Because you're looking straight down into the canyon, you know, a 4,000-foot drop.
That's the one that the Indian tribe was allowed to build, and they collect money from that, right?
Yeah, because I think you got to take a bus in, you know, and then you obviously got to pay to see it.
Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't be scared on that thing, because I know I would be. But I'd probably walk around that real quick. I wouldn't stay out on it, you know, only because I'm an idiot. And scared of those kind of things, you know. But you're safe, obviously, up there.
I'm sure you're...
You're looking right down, man.
Your stomach goes into your throat the first time you see it, because it's a pretty massive drop.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, man. Yeah.
But there's a whole article here about glass-bottomed attractions at terrifying heights. It's from Condé Nast. The Grand Canyon Skywalk. The CN Tower in Toronto. They've got... like glass floor,
right?
That you can walk on.
Yeah, see, that stuff doesn't bite. It's weird being up that high, but you're not going to trip and
you're
fall.
You're not going to fall, right?
Okay, exactly. Here's another one. One of the newest glass floored attraction, the Glacier Skywalk in the Canadian Rockies.
Where's that?
The curved walk. So it's another one where it's like a half circle.
Yeah, it
extends 100 feet off the edge of the cliff. Holding steady at 918 feet above the Sunwapta Valley. From the observation platform, you can see out across the valley and up into the mountains of Jasper National Park.
There's one somewhere in, I want to say, an Asian country where there's an infinity pool on a really high roof.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can swim in that, but you go if you go to the edge of the infinity pool, it's just the edge of the building. And that, just looking at that freaks me out. You know,
that's how I've rode those rides when I was a kid on the Stratosphere in Vegas.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and you're in the roller coaster, and if you were to get off left, you would just jump off the building, or you know,
I've seen that. Yeah. I've been up there, Walsh, but I've never got on those because I didn't like that. But I've been up there watching that the roller coaster goes out and then it kind of skips down like you think it's gonna fall, but I mean it doesn't fall. And you were a teenager, right? You could handle that?
Man. Yeah, I think I was 10 to 12. We rode the one that shoots you straight up in the air.
Yeah, Todd got on that. I watched him. I didn't want to do that one. And that one's right in the middle, so there's really no shot of you dying. It's right in the middle of the Stratosphere, but I just didn't want to do it.
Is that the hot shot where you go part of the way up and then they drop you again?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what it's called.
Well, now they have a repelling one, don't they, there? That you jump off like a bungee off the Stratosphere?
Yeah,
that's how we get rid of puss.
It's a
we get rid of puss.
Are we trying to get rid of you?
It sounds like we had a meeting behind your back, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I missed something here.
Hey, we're not supposed to talk about that out loud.
But this is recorded.
Apparently, I drove right by.
Walsh is our producer next week.
The Columbia Icefield Skywalk, and we didn't stop to look at it. I'm disappointed in me.
I am too.
Yeah, you probably didn't know what happened, man. All right.
Well, it should have been signage for it. I should have noticed it because it's in Jasper National Park in Alberta. National Park Week, by the way. Yeah. Anybody celebrating National Park Week?
Ooh, you are. Yeah.
Making any plans?
No.
Visiting any this summer? Our comedian pal Jason Regan stopped by the other day because his daughter wanted to see the puppies.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool,
and,
man.
He is renting an RV, and he's doing a little National Park tour. So I'm going to be his travel agent because there's a lot of places that he wants to go that you need reservations now, especially the southern Utah parks because they're super busy.
You know, Regan's aunt saw your nuts, right, Walsh?
It all comes around to that.
I'm sorry,
she's
yelling. Sorry, man.
Yeah, trying to
I had to bring it back.
He's going
to
put you on the bungee, too.
Yeah, apparently.
This is how we kill Tyler.
I'm making you walk out to the rim.
Get rid of.
Get rid of. That's how we get rid of
like
puss.
I'm just some piece of trash over
that
here.
Was sort of like an inside thing you said out loud.
I feel like I missed a meeting.
But
that's definitely a meeting you're not going to be invited to.
No. Me and Todd Nixon, what are you talking about? Don't say it out loud. That's how.
That's not comforting.
We're still trying to figure out the insurance.
We're all trying to act shocked.
Yeah, that makes it sound like you did know about it. You just weren't supposed to say it out loud.
Well, he said it like we knew about it.
I know, and now you're saying it like you knew about it.
That's how we get rid of us.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
My parents still bring up when we had a family vacation. We were in Colorado and did one of those side drives. You know, where you can like go up to the top of a
mountain. Yeah.
Was this in the park?
Yeah, some park, but you could just go clear up high on a straight up drive, and there's like a lookout.
Okay,
got it. And we were on it, brakes smelling, the whole works. My parents were all scared. We were at the top, and I swung the door of the car open.
Oh,
and I go, and my parents lost their mind.
Oh, they would have lost their mind.
Because my dad is like,
you probably didn't have a seatbelt on, did you?
Oh, I think I had a seatbelt on.
Okay.
But they were all gripped, and I was like, I'll bet this will be funny. Just swung the door up, and they went nuts.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We rented, I suggest you do this too, is outside of somewhere down between Breckenridge and Vail, I believe, someplace, middle of nowhere. We rented one of those four-wheelers with the roll cage and the helmets.
Like those gator things?
We drove the side of a mountain in that, me, Ryder, and my wife and my daughter. And I enjoyed that because even though I knew that we were going to trip this mountain, I was in a roll cage with a Hans device and a helmet. I'm thinking, you know what? I'll be fine. But we drove up those mountains in like a regular rental SUV. Man, I didn't dig that at all. I did not like that, man.
Did you roll it on purpose? Just to
no, I didn't. We could have rolled it on the flat ground on purpose, but you know, why risk yourself? Then your arm's swinging out and you cut your hand off. You know, that'd be stupid.
You know? Yeah, you learn to drum with one arm. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Right.
Did you get to drive this thing?
Oh, yeah. You rented it and you drove it. You had to sign all kinds of things, but it was just fun, man.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say he's the only one that drove it because he's the only one to trust. Really?
Ryder drove, too. I let Ryder drive it, yeah.
I didn't think that would happen for
yeah,
you know, he Captain Paranoia
freaked out
over there.
Well, then my daughter and my wife got out because they were too scared. And then she had Ryder.
How old was he? Is that against policy?
Two summers ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he was two summers
ago. I thought you had to be like 25.
No.
That's just a rental car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your
He was a licensed driver.
Yeah, he was.
And he looked 46.
Have you ever done that? That's really cool. That was really cool.
I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, I'll find out where it was, Todd, because I know you'd enjoy it. I know you like that kind of stuff. And it is Colorado, one of your favorite states, you know. You know. And I wasn't high or anything.
Yeah, but I usually don't
boring.
Do touristy stuff.
But but it was so in the mountains that it didn't feel like a touristy thing.
Yeah, you were
we went into a log cabin, and they it was right there in the middle of the mountain. Yeah,
pretty isolated. You weren't around a bunch of other
real
people?
Isolated. Oh. Real isolated. Yes, real isolated.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, not cheap. Wasn't cheap, but it was fun. Yeah, well, nothing's cheap anymore. You know. Maybe go see Nick and Walsh is cheap. How much is that? Whatever.
It depends on the place, but it's always very reasonable. Friday, Fremont, RD's place. Saturday, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa.
Always very reasonable. The very reasonable tour this weekend.
What do you think of that Nick and Walsh? They're reasonable.
Reasonably priced is what they are. For the humor they bring, they're reasonably priced.
You want one more quick severed finger story?
Some places will charge a lot more than I expect. I'm like, man, that's all for these queef jokes, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I thought that too when they charged to see the live show. I said, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we're worth it.
Well, to some people. Yeah.
Somebody made a ton of money off that. Go ahead, Nick. I mean, go ahead, Puss.
We got one more severed finger email here. Back in high school, lifting weights before football practice.
Oh, yeah, brutal.
One kid who was a real meathead was doing incline presses with dumbbells, didn't notice that his partner had left a set of dumbbells on the ground below the bench. Meathead drops his dumbbells, and his pointer finger was in the wrong spot, ended up getting pinched between two dumbbells.
Right off.
Severed, hanging on by a sliver of skin. He says the dumbass felt the need to ask coach if he could go see the trainer.
Coach, can I see the trainer?
His finger was holding on by a sliver of skin. Yeah. They did reattach it.
They put it on ice and reattached it, right?
Trainer packed his whole hand on ice, and it was reattached.
Stuff How many guys puked?
Creeps.
Oh, there had to be.
I would have puked.
Two or three guys just blowing chunks right there.
Oh,
projectile vomit.
Right.
Because that's a lot of blood right
there. That had to be awful.
Especially if he just finished a set, his heart was pumping. There was probably some blood spurting out of that.
To Walsh, that's just pleasure and chaos.
Right?
I pinched a finger before.
Walsh is sitting in the corner with a smug grin.
Yeah, look at his eyes. Like he is now.
Like you're putting a plate back on the rack.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easy to pinch a finger
I've
that
done
way.
That.
So. Yep. I can't imagine how much that hurt.
Brutal. Brutal. Tyler Walsh, we're talking to Ted McGinley later on this morning, too. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.